This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. A new report from a climate change advocacy group estimates the costs of protecting public infrastructure from rising seas. The report does and does not apply to the Keys. The Center for Climate Integrity estimates it would cost more than $400 billion to build seawalls that would prevent frequent flooding in the near future of the nation's roads, schools, and hospitals. The cost in Monroe County alone is estimated at more than $11 billion. That's the most by far of any county in Florida, and the second highest county cost in the country. But while the Keys are preparing for climate change, they're not planning to build seawalls around the islands. Rhonda Haig is Monroe County's sustainability director. She says it would be too expensive, and it wouldn't work anyway.
Areas that are low-lying roads, the water comes in, even if it's not a shoreline road, it comes in from underneath in the low-lying area. So that's already occurring, so seawalls are not the answer.
Monroe County is raising roads and making sure new county buildings are built with higher water in mind.
The answer to Monroe County for long-term livability here is going to be learning to live with water.
The report's authors say they don't expect every coastline to build seawalls, but that it provided a consistent baseline for a national estimate. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.